made men dependent upon the world of things even to a higher degree than before. Where formerly they worked for the sake of salvation, they were now induced to work for work's sake, profit for profit's sakes, power for power's sakes. The whole world was transformed to a mere material. If the new spirit served as an anodyne for the people, it was at least one that eased the surgery foreordained by rationalism, which the industrial system worked on their bodies and minds. There was no other path from the medieval workshop to the assembly line than through the inversion of external compulsion into the compulsion of conscience. It produced the machine-like assiduity and pliable alliance required by the new rationality. Calvin's theoretic irrationalism eventually revealed itself as the cunning of technocratic reason, which had to shape its human material. Misery and the poor laws did not suffice to drive men into the workshop of the early capitalistic era. The new spirit helped to supplement the external pressures with a concern for wife and child, to which the moral autonomy of the introverted subject in reality was tantamount. Today, at the end of this process, which originated in Renaissance and Reformation, the rational form of self-preservation boils down to an abstinent compliance as such, which has, however, become indifferent to any political or religious content. In fascism, the autonomy of the individual has developed into heteronomy. The totalitarian order marks the leap from the indirect to the direct forms of domination while still maintaining a system of private enterprise. The national socialists do not stand outside the pattern of economic trends. The gangster theory of national socialism must be taken even more seriously than it is by those who believe that a normal state of affairs could be restored as soon as the fester had been removed. Government in Germany was not usurped by gangsters who forced an entry from without. Rather, social domination led to gangster rule by virtue of its own economic principle. During the era of free industrial economy, when none of the many decentralized enterprises was so powerful that it did not need to compact with the others, self-preservation was restricted by standards of humanitas. Monopolism has again abolished these restrictions and led social domination back to its true nature, which had continued to operate only where the humane form of domination had left some loopholes to inhumanity. In the petty rackets and rings of the big cities, they knew of no other law than the discipline they inevitably had to have in order to plunder their clients.